The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you'll be led through before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. You might be surprised by today's gospel, the words that Jesus is saying, the promises he's making, that you will be persecuted as his disciples. Not a great campaign to, you know, have people follow him, promising persecution and hatred and death. What happened to Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who greeted his disciples after the resurrection with, "Peace be with you"? Well, there's two different kinds of peace. There's the peace that sometimes we seek, the peace that comes from us being like everyone else in the world, so there is no conflict in our lives, we go along with the flow. And there is the peace that truly comes from Christ, the peace of remaining faithful to the Father. The peace that despite persecution, despite conflicts in our lives, despite difficulties, we still feel at peace inside. The same peace that Jesus felt at the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, they do not know what they do." If his heart was filled with anger at the people, at what's happening, he wouldn't have said those words. The peace that came from him turning to his father and say, "God, God, why have you forsaken me?" He was asking one who was at peace with him. He wasn't mad at God the Father. If you read the lives of the martyrs, the peace that they were in even as they were led to their persecution, that courage, many of them were singing hymns, praising God, praying the rosary. You say, how can they be at peace? Well, they can be at peace because they know that our God is the God of life who is bringing them back to eternal life. They know their story doesn't end at that moment, but really their death is an entry into a new and eternal life, the life that will unite them with God the Father for all eternity. The peace that comes from knowing, as Jesus tells us today, we will not be alone when we are in these difficult times in our lives. We don't have to worry about what to say. God the Father will give us the words that we need to say through the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but that's sometimes my problem. As I anticipate a conflict or a difficult meeting, as I'm worrying what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do. Even sometimes when I'm talking to the person, I'm not really listening to them. I'm already kind of thinking what I'm going to respond. We need to trust in Jesus' promise of peace, that the Holy Spirit will be with us. because he promised persecution, and Christians were persecuted and are still being persecuted. Jesus tells us as it is. He's not trying to sign us on something that's not really what reality, that's not the truth. We should be more surprised if we don't feel conflict and persecution in our lives because of our faith. That may tell us maybe we're not living publicly the faith that we profess.